Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Brendan Hausler with Evoke Bike. I'm the co-founder and president of Evoke Bike, and I've been training and racing with the power meter for over 150,000 miles now. So just a little context as to who I am, and I want to talk about the nutrition side of things in this brief podcast, where we all know the saying, watts are made in the kitchen. But one thing that is also really, I don't want to say preached about, but people do a big ride and they think that they should come home and eat anything and everything. I rode 4 hours. Well, I would highly recommend that people look at the caloric expenditure in a wise manner. And I don't promote calorie counting because for a lot of athletes, myself included, it just doesn't work. We don't know the exact I see people saying, oh, I'm 200 calories over. It's like, come on. Do you think you actually know the exact number of calories burned today? Your burn rate? What if your metabolism's ripping and firing more? And I digress with that. But if you go on a garbage group ride and you're coasting and smashing, and you will probably burn less calories than if you had steadily rode, you might be burning only 500 to maybe 700 calories an hour, 4 hour ride. Do the math. That's under 3,000 calories. Let's say we'll go on the higher end, 2,800. Now you probably ate something each hour. Hopefully, if you were well fueled, let's say 1,200 calories. So you're only in deficit 1,600 calories. That deficit erases pretty quickly if you come home and you're hungry and you make poor food choices. Two slices of pizza, depending what that piece of pizza is. And I love pizza, but I use it very sparingly. And I understand that a piece of pizza might be 600 calories, depending on how thick the crust. I mean, the crust is huge. Look up pizza nutrition. It's kind of scary. Look up, you can even go to like Mellow Mushroom and make a pizza and see what it is. And it's like, oh man, that is a lot of fat too. 1 to 2 slices max. I used to screw that one up. Even on 5 hour, 5,000 KJ days, you eat too much pizza. And then guess what? A few hours later, you're still thinking, oh man, I did that huge ride today. I'm gonna have some ice cream. Ice cream, super calorically dense. And then the worst part is if you didn't nail the nutrition on the bike, and let's say you only ate 700 calories, that 500 calorie difference will be obliterated. You will overeat that for the most part. Now, I don't want to post this to scare people from food and say you shouldn't eat, because I more tell people you need to eat more food. You need to fuel the ride. I'm not saying peck like a bird, but I'm saying make wise choices. And a couple people had asked me recently, hey, I read your nutrition guide. You post out a lot of foods that you would buy. What's a normal day of eating like? And I think I've put some out there, but you know, if I do these early rides in Florida, I usually don't eat beforehand. Unless if it's an endurance ride and I feel hungry. You know, I think feeling a little hungry every now and again is good. We don't always need to be full. You heard Adam Hansen talk about it in the podcast that we did together. He's like, we are just constantly stuffing our faces. I don't go as far as intermittent fasting. I don't like IF, and I don't think it's the greatest tool. That's just my own take on it. But I took Chris to the airport the other morning, and so I was like, well, I'm not going to be riding for a few hours. I got to drive in there, come back, get ready. So there was some fresh bread here. I had a couple slices of bread. Off we went on the bike. I had just under 300 grams of carbs. When I got back, I really love banana, raisins, and almonds together. It's a really good sweet and salty. I eat that, got in the shower, and it's a hearty handful of raisins for sure. Then I had my leftover, the second half of a meal that I got from Whole Foods the night before. We were at the gym. We didn't really want to cook. Their hot bar, it's not cheap, but it's really good. and I had some roasted cauliflower, sweet potatoes, some roasted fennel, which is somewhat new to me, grilled onions, carrots, a cauliflower mash, and some pork. And then I had a little bit more bread after that. And then a snack later was carrots and hummus. I'm kind of back on a little hummus streak here. And then later in the day, I had dried mango and an RX bar for a snack, get a little bit of protein. That's one reason I like those RX bars. It's more than just carbs. And then I stopped writing down what I ate. So I don't have a full day, but that's kind of how I get going. Or this morning is my recovery day. Maybe I should write this morning down. My go-to is oatmeal with honey, cinnamon, raisins, and almonds. Eat that, have a cup of coffee. I actually have a coffee. I usually don't eat for about an hour and a half until I'm up. I like to feel a little hungry, especially if I'm not going to be riding today. And so maybe I will diary that, but this is just a reminder to think of the calories you're burning. If I go out on a solid endurance ride, I'm burning 900 to 1,000 an hour, but I'm eating almost 400 an hour, maybe even a little bit more. If I'm going for a super huge ride and my carbs lean towards 120 grams, that's almost 500 grams. So I'm only in a 500 calorie deficit per hour. 2,000 calories goes by quickly. Somebody said to me one time, it's easy for you to be lean, you ride so much. You kidding me? If I rode only 2 hours a day, I wouldn't have to eat so much. I consume so much food because I'm riding so much, and that can make it hard to meter. Some days you're super ravenous and your body is just always burning. But that doesn't mean that you can't. I've definitely had weight fluctuations before I started thinking about this more. When I was riding a lot and not eating healthy, clean foods, sugar will definitely give you that little pooch. That has been the biggest difference that I've noticed in my definition since I've left sugar behind. And I only am saying that when I'm off the bike, I do consume maple syrup or maltodextrin or an artificial sugar while riding, but even before, I do not. And I think the last time I consumed some was when we were in Denver last time. And I went on a little eating frenzy as my fun for the off season since I'm not drinking anymore. And they had Starburst on the way out at this restaurant, which was super random. But I was like, ooh, Starburst, I'm gonna eat those because whatever. And Chris was like, whoa, you're eating sugar. I was like, we're partying tonight. And he's like, okay. It's a better alternative to other things. So this is a quick pod. Just think about it. It always is a hang up in people's heads when they're saying, I'm riding more, but I'm not getting leaner. And I don't want people cutting a ton. But now's the time to lose weight. And now is the time if you need to lose some pounds. You need to be careful around Thanksgiving if you live in the US. You need to be careful around Christmas, holiday time, the new year. Make the gains the other way. Don't gain weight now, because when it becomes late January, February, depending when you start racing, you start getting through that build phase, you need to be putting out watts, you're doing some 4x10s, you're doing some burst exercises, you're doing VO2 max slow component stuff. You need to have fuel. If you want to start cutting then, it's too late in my mind. Or I shouldn't say it's too late. It's definitely not optimal. You know, people say, oh, that I'm getting away from, I don't ever say that's not going to make you faster. There's ride your bike. You'll get faster. There's just much better ways to do it. I think this is good. That's the main point. Get that across in this sub 10 podcast. Check out the Evoke Bike store. Check out the Discord. Check out the blog. There's a ton of content out there to help you get faster for free. No, I'm sorry. I'm still not selling templates. I've considered breaking the template industry by putting out a bunch of them for free next year, although I still hate that because then I'm sort of signaling templates are a good thing. I'm going to leave that cash on the table for somebody else. We're thinking long term. This is a marathon. You'll thank me later. Let's freaking go. Oh, dang it, I'm over 10 minutes.